Hi, I'm Jessica Carter, and this is your Metabolic Reset, helping you reach your health goals with simple tips and strategies. Have you ever wondered why some people never get sick? Have you ever been in a situation where everyone was exposed to something, but only some people got sick? Do you ever wonder, why am I getting sick every 2 weeks? Or why do I keep getting sick all the time or every month? Whether you always get sick or never get sick, the good news is we are in control of a lot of that. So first thing is we want to take care of our gut health and our microbiome. It's like an invisible organ in our body that affects our overall health. It supports all organ systems in our body. Microbiome is more than gut health, but gut health does make up a majority of that. Each body system has a microbiome of its own, and each play a role in our immune system and overall health. As we age, our microbiome diversity decreases. A diverse group of bacteria will help us handle a wide variety of ailments. And we want to kind of take care of our microbiome like a garden. We want to tend to it. We want to plant a variety. And when we have this lush, full garden, the weeds or the pathogens don't have a place to grow and flourish. Does that kind of make sense? It's like we crowd them out with all the goodness in our microbiome. Some signs that our microbiome is out of whack could be autoimmune problems, thyroid. It could be digestive issues, whether too slow or too fast. We're going too often, we're not going enough. Sleep issues, a lot of skin issues are linked to the gut. Sugar cravings, if we just have this unexplained fatigue and sluggishness all the time. Honestly, mood disorders are more and more being linked to the gut as people study that connection. Unexplained weight gain or weight loss and getting sick often. So what can we do to support our gut health, our microbiome, and then overall our immune system? One is we really want to be intentional and we want to be consistent. We want to eat a whole food diet and we want to reduce processed foods. Episode 46 talks about ways that we can nudge that needle towards less processed foods, and it's actually easier than it sounds. And episode 69, it's really one of my favorite episodes. I talk about the 80-20 rule, and that's right, we don't have to be 100% perfect to make a huge impact of our health. We want to get plenty of sleep. Yes, sleep affects our microbiome. In episode 35, I've given you 8 tips for a better night's sleep. Exercise. I do think we all know this. It's just some way to move our body, just some sort of sweaty activity. And if you hate exercise, episode 38 talks about 4 tips that can help make it more enjoyable. I recommend taking a probiotic with a prebiotic every day. And what makes doTERRA's, which is the one I've been using and that I'm so in love with, what makes it different is it's double encapsulated. And the first one opens in the stomach, and the second one does not even open until the small and large intestine. And the reason that's important is because there are so many acids in our stomach that it usually kills the probiotics that need to make it all the way into the small and large intestine. They don't ever make it there. And so if you've looked at another brand, they have a million bajillion things. That's because they're hoping the stomach acid doesn't kill it all, and hopefully it gets to the small and large intestine. But research is showing that it's not getting there. And so our second one doesn't even open until it gets to the small and large intestine. And so they're still alive when they get there, and they can do all the goodness. We do want to manage stress. Cortisol affects our microbiome dramatically. You might have even noticed when you're stressed, you get sick more often. Or right after you were stressed, you got through the hard thing and then you just got really sick. So finding ways to manage your stress, manage your cortisol is super important. And then we want to reduce toxins in our home. We really want to get rid of those chemical cleaners that kill our good bacteria. We want to stop putting on skincare and shampoo and lotions that are creating toxic overload, because then we're hurting our good bacteria. Our organs can't function the way they're supposed to, and then we can get sick more often or even disrupt our hormones, which I'll be talking in future episodes. So our lifestyle really, really impacts our microbiome. Small intentional decisions that we make every day can either help or hurt our microbiome. Healthcare is a journey, so we're not trying to do all of this all at once. Pick one category that you want to work on for the next 30 days and find one podcast episode that focuses on that category and set some simple goals to help you nudge that needle in the right direction. So what do you want to focus on? Is it nutrition? Is it exercise or moving the body? Is it sleep? Stress management, or getting those toxins out of your home. Pick one, start there, nudge that needle. Please let me know if you have any questions. Please subscribe or follow, and I'll see you next time.